Welcome to Real Estate and You. We've got Cindy with the city. We're going to talk about the lake leases, what's going on. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff changes. It's real important stuff, folks. So we got some good information for you. Cindy, I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
She came to our office meeting yesterday, or earlier in the week, and did such a great job and information I didn't know. And I've been president of the lake board twice. Of course, all this has changed too.
Absolutely.
So if you don't mind, there's leasehold estates at the lake, and there's owned property.
Pretty simple. Exactly. There are two types of ownership. One is to lease from the city of San Angelo, lease the residential lot. The other is to own it, private ownership of the lot. Of course, the city's encouraging the sale of the lots and private ownership of all of the lots.
So let's kind of, you told us earlier that like, there was 580 residential lots out there.
The city had 584 residential leased lots to begin with. And in the late 1990s, early 2000, city council made a decision to start selling those leased lots to the tenants. We are down now to 180 leased lots. And again, we're encouraging the tenants to come forward and purchase the lot.
I know, and I've actually lived on the lake several times. I've moved probably more than I should, I guess, but a couple different ones. But I did, had a nice house on Beatty Circle.
Right.
And at that time, and like you said, everybody said, let's buy the lots when they first came out. And I think I paid 30. And I'm going to bet that would probably be $100,000 a lot now.
$100,000 plus. Some of our lots are running up to $150,000. Last year, we sold 14 lots to the residential tenants, and the sale prices ranged from $18,500 up to $136,000. The average sale price last year on those residential lots was $63,200. So from the early 2000s when council started offering the lots for sale, the prices have drastically gone up.
Well, and I know in my marketing and as a real estate agent, real estate broker, what I do, people ask, well, why do you think one's more than another? It's just what you just said. If the lot's owned, I'll give it anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, maybe a low now, $50,000 to $100,000 more value than a lease lot. Simply because what you just said, they're going to have to turn around and purchase that lot.
Absolutely. And if the city owns the lot, then of course we always have an interest in the lot. We also have an interest in what you do on the lot. There's more governing and involvement by the city. We talked yesterday about if it is a leased lot, you cannot sublease the lot. Any short-term rentals or any subleasing is prohibited on a lease lot. That's why we've encouraged the tenants who do sublease, encourage them to go ahead and buy.
Well, and folks, I'm going to tell you, and this has been going on, I know, back when Drew Darby was on the city council, and the prices skyrocketed, and actually given Drew a credit, he was one of the main people that said, hey, let's balance this out to where people can afford it. So this has been going on for, I know, 20 years. I know last 10, 15, when did we start the lease process buying them really hard?
Late 1990s, early 2000.
So 18 years.
And the magic number was when your fixed lease rate went to a market value rate. That market value rate, which is establishes your yearly lease rate, is based on the appraised value of the lot.
Well, and it made sense. Think about something, folks. If you have a property, and let's say you're buying a house, and the house is empty, and you can move in tomorrow. That has a value. Let's say you're buying a house, and it has tenants in it, and you can't move in for 18 years. Are you going to pay the same for that house as when you can't move in for 18 years, or 10 years, or 5 years? So the longer the lease that existed, the cheaper the lot was to buy, correct?
Correct.
The way they did the math to figure it out, which was fair. And it, of course, now the lots are almost all paid off.
And again, it's because the tenants didn't purchase the lot when it was first offered to them in the early 2000s. The tenants were told that once, after 2017, the yearly lease rates are going to go to market value, which is a percentage of the appraised value. So for 15, 17 years, they encouraged the tenants to buy now while you can buy cheaper on the lot. Once they go to market value, then you purchase for the fee simple value. There's no deduction in the purchase price.
And I said, our lake property is some of the most expensive property in San Angelo. We live in right on the edge of the desert. You know, and you know that if you drive to Midland, they don't have any water. Water is very, very valuable to be on the lake. is valuable. So I'm still going to say you need to purchase now, even though if you didn't do it 20 years ago. What about 10 years from now? What's it going to be?
Absolutely. Also, council's direction right now is that we do no more than 20-year leases on the properties. So the most any tenant can expect to get on a lease is 20 years.
Well, but and y'all work with people. I know Todd Cawthorn in our office, just you helped him greatly on a property list. I'll give you an example. A lot of people need to get a 30-year mortgage. If you have a 20-year lease, you can't get a 30-year mortgage. You can do the math. You can see why that the bank would want to do that. So I don't want Todd's what they did. I think they actually purchased the lot at the closing table when the other people were buying the house. So it all flowed very smoothly. You did a great job, and the transaction was seamless.
Absolutely. We have handled several of those type of transactions where the current tenant, the city can only sell the lot to the current tenant. So we sell it to the current tenant, who then immediately turns around and sells the structure and the land without the leasehold interest. The city's out of the ownership of any part of the land.
And I don't know this for sure, but I'm going to guess. I bet that actual tenant actually didn't actually have the because it happened simultaneously. He probably sold, and the title company did all that. So where he didn't actually say, I have to come up with $50,000. When he bought, sold the same day, by the sale, it paid that $50,000 to the city.
Right. My understanding is that it's a back-to-back closing. So, and we also had one where the tenant was not interested in purchasing. So the purchaser bought the improvements and the leasehold, and then turned right around and did a second closing with the city and purchased the lot from the city. So we will work with any tenant or prospective tenant to make sure that their closings go flawlessly.
Well, and you'd mentioned the city's encouraged, they want to sell. They don't want to be in the lease business.
We do not. Direction from council since, again, the late 1990s, early 2000, was to get out of the leasehold business. We had the 584 lots. City still has approximately 30 lots out there that we cannot sell. They have access easements in them. So we do have ownership of some lots out there that are not available for sale. But our goal is to dispose of the residential lease lots.
Well, and I'm going to tell you, for getting a good loan, and our rates are so low right now, and they're going to go up. They have to go up. They've been this low for too long. You know, what goes up comes down and vice versa. But if you're thinking about a lake property, and Cindy is amazing. She knows it so well. I know she's got some stats and some history. I know you want to tell them too.
Right.
But now if you buy it, you know, whether you're doing it yourself or you're living out there, I'm still going to encourage you, even if you're not selling your property, I'd call Cindy. I'd talk to her. I'd say about buying that lot, because if even if you want to refinance your house, it's so much better and so much easier to get a 30-year or a 15-year fixed rate loan if it's owned property versus leasehold estate.
Right, and we do have we do offer an appraisal at no charge to the current tenant. So the council, the ordinance does state that we must sell the property for the appraised value. So there's really no negotiation as far as the sale price or the purchase price. But the city does provide the appraisal. And then one time appraisal. If the tenant chooses not to purchase and a couple of months from now comes back and wants to purchase, then they would be responsible for paying for any subsequent appraisals. Yes.